3, 2, 1.
The large fireplace, which is open on two sides, is a recreation of an original that was destroyed but includes some surviving remnants. It's the last significant step in a long-time restoration that cost $50 million to complete. Corporate and foundation dollars provided millions, so did New York State. Howard Zemsky is president and CEO of Empire State Development.
The state of New York has invested $24 million over the years into this project. The governor's commitment of $5 million as part of Buffalo Billion Phase 2 brought this project across the finish line.
The Darwin Martin House, designed by architect Frank Lloyd Wright, is expected to bring millions of dollars into the local economy as an international tourist attraction. Keith Stolzenberg is president of the Martin House Restoration Corporation.
Even at mid-range of anticipated visitation, this translates into an estimated $20 million of annual economic impact for Western New York.
And the timing of the project's completion is ideal, as explained by Mary Roberts, executive director of the Martin House Complex.
Serendipitously, the 150th anniversary of Frank Lloyd Wright's birth is next week on June 8th. Wright's design legacy will be celebrated regionally, nationally, and internationally in recognition of that anniversary.
The landmark was home to the family of local business executive Darwin Martin from 1905 until his death in 1935. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.